Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's get started. This is Kenya. How are you? All right. This is Reiki class level 3, spirituality bigger than God. Who is bigger than God? Nobody. We all have a lesson plan, and we pretty much think that it's straight. But if I take time out to say I do this person and that person and that person, I have to figure out why I see them and why I see myself at the same time. But we may not be in some kind of communion or camaraderie situation, okay? If I understand that people like to do elfish type of, if they like to do something elfish, okay, like sneaky, if they want to be an elf, that would not be anything you would bring to the person. You would always say, I'm bigger than what this subject is. Then we say God, okay? So when I walk this to him, I only regard that I am the one. So regarding or seeing that I'm around people and that we are all about the same and God is, but the only difference is one is carrying all of it, the others are all carrying it. But the leader or the one that has the cash has all of it, but he's not necessarily the one. So we say there's the one and then there's God, right? Okay. Now, if I am to carry every single item, I want to make sure that I'm the one speaking and that it's not just a whole bunch of mumblers. Black, white, or those things, or those things, or those things. If you are the person, now watch, if I am already have stated what I am, and you say, oh yeah, I'm a nigger. I am a nigger. I'm not black. I'm not white, but I am God. If you say that you are one that's not ready, that I carry something too. Well, I say I don't carry something, but I have already stated that God is right there. Which one is correct? Okay. Now, if I am black, I'm black. If I'm white, I'm white. If there's people around me, yes. Now, get this. If you're an elf and you only regard your whole life, you don't ever bring me dirtiness. If we already recognize who you are, we already seen what kind of, like, shit that you brought, then Reiki is the highest regard ever of any soul. Nobody is in matrimony with themselves, so God is always the one that is around us but can never sit with us ever again after a show out that we've said his own. Okay? Now, God or his son is always on the right when we see elfish type of sorority action with common or simple or advanced people. When they throw it on us, it's a person's hand that is doing it, not what that is I'm talking about. Then if someone talks about the money, you can't tell if they're nuts or not. Okay? Now, with Reiki, we understand who we are. God was already stated and what he can do. the money has already been shown. If we are spiritual enough, we can see exactly when, where, or where from it will arrive. If we're grounded enough, like the last podcast on this station, okay, I talked about grounded, and I talked about groundedness and the root chakra. Okay. If we are rhythm enough about ourselves, we can still see it. Okay. But all of us don't understand why people do all types of actions just to get you to flop and embarrass the soul that you have already stated a month or 6 months or a year ago recent. If they all yell at the same time, that was a test and joke. If you are part of the Reiki attunement classes and sessions, you recognize they yell and they're very meaningful. There are none to participate in the classes upcoming, but if you recognize that people yell and they make you jump out of something and you already recognize your length of levels of attunement and naturedness, if they make you jump out and the screaming was direct at a source, then they only want to see that you fail in your own touchingness or spiritual guidedness. Nobody is bigger than God, but when it all references back at a heart level where you sense there's like a dagger literally, then like energetically, but it's real. Because we all have breathing mechanisms. We all go up or we slow down. If we slow down a lot after feeling something, or if it's just a calming and everything knows what that is, there's a person that's more ill-natured and there's one that isn't. If it strikes where it's cold and then goes blank again, someone is shooting a Reiki dagger on people, and they are not bigger than God. So there's no one bigger than thyself, okay? And when they go to do it, they recognize why and where it's talking, but it's only duh because there's no one getting caught. They start talking. That's when they capture most of it. And the person that is the most lead in that has the cash and is oriented in that part, would know that the right side is getting like smoldered, and he'll stay there and say that's what they do to niggers or people, which is very not at all true, not at all. It's the only one that would sit in it, okay? Other than that, there are no people. He's not considered that what he's doing. Okay? Then he'll speak about God a lot more than average, or like a lot more than average. He gets everything corrected. Then he comes back and says, can you fix it? Then he has bumps on the backside. Nobody has that anymore or doesn't even know what it is, why it existed, okay? Then if he has zits on the back of his back, it's only one skin type I'm talking about, but sometimes it's the other two. Whenever you get in my face, you recognize why they say God and why the higher is the higher and why the self-soul is the self and why no one's self serving as much as you, only because they see that you mention yourself abundantly as your own. If you have no God, a disappointed and you have no idea what a high is, you do when you go to talk, because it's either people there or they're not there. Once there's a lot of people there, people don't get congested. They get cough attacks, and it's quick. But when they get long illness, they have education too. Yours is the only one that will have it, and you will never remember if it's an illness or not. Okay? So when these types of people, or the one I'm talking about, only sees himself, he really only sees himself to talk it at a distant level, but his own body there and his soul. So that's called blackness. Then he isn't at the other side because someone's already snatched the light, and he's too duh ill to recognize how to get back. Okay, so that's the whole thing. Let me know if you have any questions. My business phone number is in the description, and so is my email. Thank you very much. And please don't forget to purchase the attunements. There's about 3 of them on Amazon Kindle. My author name is Kenya Cordova. My name actually is Kenya Cordova. And because I go by some pen pal, like pen names, but not at this time, no. It's my actual name. So give me a call. Let me know what's going on, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.